You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Cashman, and this is our latest look at the Minnesota Twins. I'm joined, as I am each week, by Rhett Bollinger. And, Rhett, we're kind of looking ahead to 2017 here. Obviously, 2016, you kind of want to flush that one down the toilet from a Twins perspective. It was a rough one. Did not take the strides they hoped to take, but big change in the front office, and then a move right away to shore up the catching spot with Jason Castro. And now we're kind of in this transition period with the roster. You know, been a lot of speculation out there about what might be ahead with Brian Dozier. Of course, the Dodgers line up as maybe a perfect trade partner. And we've seen Jose De Leon's name floated as a potential trade candidate if such a deal were to go down. Kind of just what the doctor ordered as far as what the Twins need for the long term, with some controllable pitching with high upside, and that's what De Leon is. But what are your expectations, first of all, on the Dozier front? Do you think this is something that has a lot of legs to it?
I do. I think at this point it's becoming more and more likely that it will happen. It doesn't mean that it has to happen, but I do think at this point it's getting more and more toward that scenario happening, especially with the Dodgers kind of being, they said, the most likely team. Was the De Leon's potential ace pitcher, some of the Twins would definitely covet a guy, I think, struck out more than 11 batters per nine innings in the minor leagues. They obviously have a couple other, top prospects as well they could fit in there. I'm sure the Twins would probably want at least, three guys as part of a package for Dozier. Dozier has two more years left on his deal, and as we know, hit 42 home runs last year, only $50 million left on that deal. So certainly a team-friendly deal. The hard thing, I think, is just trying to find other takers at the moment, in a sense. Only other team we've really seen as a possibility has been the Yankees. But even they, Brian Cashman kind of shot that down as a possibility. They obviously already have Starlin Castro at second base. A lot of the contenders already have a second baseman. So I think unless, Dodger's willing to switch to third base, it's going to be tough to find another team that really matches up. Certainly you could look at teams, maybe the Phillies being a second baseman, but, those type of teams, are they really, looking to compete in the next 2 years? That's kind of the thing, you're trying to find that team that, A, is going all in to win right now over the next few seasons, because that's all they'll have Dodger for, and also has the young pitching to pull off the trade. Obviously, the Angels are a team, maybe it's been mentioned as a team that needs a second baseman, although they traded for Espinoza. So same thing, a lot of these candidates are kind of getting whittled down. So to me, I think at some point, I think if anything, they're probably just haggling over what the pieces are going to be maybe around De Leon with the Dodgers. I think that still makes the most sense. The Twins could obviously hang on to Dozier. He's a big part of that team and a huge part of that clubhouse and could be traded at the trade deadline. He still has a year and a half, if he retraded at the deadline. So it doesn't mean it has to happen, but I think at this point, it just makes too much sense with the Dodgers needing a second baseman and having the prospects to pull off the deal for it not to be a matchup at some point this offseason.
Yeah, it's one of those where it's certainly speculated in day one of a hot stove season, and a lot of times speculation is just that. But it certainly makes a ton of sense, I'd say, for both sides. And it's, as emotionally difficult as it would be, from a marketing perspective, from a, again, from an emotional perspective to trade Dozier, I think it just makes so much sense for this franchise because – you can bring back the kind of pieces. I mean, his value might never be higher than it is at this moment. So we'll see what the future holds there. Anything else brewing on the Twins front in this hot stove season?
I think the big thing for them is going to be trying to get, starting pitching, I think. I think we'll see what happens with the Dozier trade. Obviously, they could bring them someone like De Leon. Irvin Santana's name's been floated out there a little bit as well. I'm a little bit more bullish that'll actually happen. I don't think it's going to happen in a sense. I think that talking to, people in the front office, especially even during the season, they weren't very, enticed by wanting to trade him just because they knew that he was kind of the one starting pitcher last year who was, consistent for them, had a great year. He still has 2 years left on his deal as well. So I think that they kind of see him still kind of as that rotation anchor, but they'll certainly listen. I think the big thing, like, Falvey said, is they'll listen on anybody. I mean, even prospects, anybody they'll listen on. They're definitely open-minded, especially as a new front office. But I think, Santana certainly will, draw some interest. But I think at this point, with the Twins looking for starting pitching more than anything to improve that starting pitching, I think they'll probably hold on to him. And like I said, I think at this point, Dozier's still kind of the main name you keep hearing and kind of has really dominated this offseason for the Twins so far.
I know the Twins added Justin Haley in the Rule 5 draft, speaking of the search for starters. And generally, if a guy sticks from the Rule 5 draft, it's more commonly in the bullpen. But do you see Haley getting a chance to remain stretched out? He was a starter in the minor leagues last year.
I think he'll get a chance to get stretched out. As you said, he did start last year in the minor leagues. I think it's one of those things where it's always easier to have a guy come into spring training ready to start than vice versa, just because, you can always have him come in ready to start, have him stretched out early, and then convert him to, bullpen if he has to. rather than have him come in as a reliever, and it's hard to get, you know, obviously worked up as a starter, you know, and kind of get, you know, pitches built up and everything that way. So I think they'll have him come into camp as a starter. Realistically, he probably doesn't have much of a chance to really be a starting coming out of opening day. But I do think he'll, you know, if he pitches well in spring training, he'll have every chance to make the team as more of a long reliever and potentially maybe even a spot starter when needed. We've seen the Twins do this kind of thing in the past with guys like J.R. Graham and Ryan Pressly made the team and stuck the whole year. And Pressly now has become a pretty big part of this bullpen. So, and last year we saw guys, you know, Biagini had a great year in Toronto. We've seen a lot of, you know, Rule 5 guys stick and actually become a big part of that, you know, bullpen. So it's a smart move for the Twins to make that trade at number one and kind of a little creative way they ended up acquiring him. But I do think that he's got a good shot to make the team, but I do think that as a starter, probably not.
Rhett, one last thing I want to touch on. When you think about 2017, one guy who will be a focal point, not unlike 2016, is Byron Buxton. In 2016, didn't go as planned, but he did finish the season strong. And I found it interesting late in the year, and you wrote about this, he was named to our All-StatCast team, which I know is not quite as big an honor as like an All-Star team, but it certainly the StatCast system helps us understand you know, where Buxton's talents lie, and it kind of highlights him as a true five-tool talent. So again, this guy has all the makeup of a star in this game. I think maybe we started to see the seeds of that in September, but you know, you wrote that story about him being named the All StatCast team. What'd you come away with?
Yeah, the big thing with him, as he said, is he's definitely a five-tool prospect in a sense. He hasn't really put together that hit tool yet, or really even the power tool, other than obviously that last month here in the majors. But as you said, as a StatCast star, I mean, the guy has every tool he possibly could have. I mean, the guy was throwing, you know, 99 miles per hour from the outfield. You know, he has that power. I mean, he has legitimate power. He hasn't really translated to the game outside of that last month. But that speed, as we know, too, is just incredible. I mean, some of those catches he made and running around the bases to get to, you know, fastest StatCast time ever to home. You know, he reaches 22 miles per hour as well on the bases and in the field. So to him, to the team, sorry, he's definitely their most important player going forward just because he's the one guy in the organization who can really do it all. And it's such a rare thing to have a player who can be that, you know, do everything center fielder, who can hit for power, who can have that kind of speed. I mean, it's so rare to have. Not that he's ever going to be to that level of Mike Trout, but, you know, Andrew McCutchen type player, you know, one of these guys that, you know, is kind of the leader of the team and also, you know, can do all, you know, five tools here. I think Buxton can be that guy, and I think September certainly was kind of a taste of what could come. Because as we know, and we talked about a lot, he really struggled there with the strikeouts and everything else in his first couple go-rounds in the majors. And sure enough, you know, came up September 1st in that last, you know, 29 games, what, he hit 9 home runs and obviously showed off his speed with a lot of doubles and triples as well and stolen bases. So if he can kind of get going and become that leadoff hitter top of the lineup and kind of do that, you know, do everything guy, it would be a lot towards setting this team kind of, you know, sort of faster trajectory in terms of getting back to being a competitive team. So the tools are certainly there, and it's certainly fun to watch, and I can't wait to continue to, you know, see what he does with all the StatCast stuff we can measure now, because he certainly is StatCast all-star for sure.
All right, there you have it, the latest word from Rhett. I want to thank him for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.